In this age of decadence, lack of direction and purpose, God has raised a servant, Yemi Adeleju, to raise models of integrity and power. Models that will rise above the limit of their birth, backgrounds and circumstances to dimensions beyond their imaginations. Come, let God show you how the vehicle of grace can take you from where you are to where He has ordained you to be. Grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through the preaching and the teaching of a word of life. Join Yemi Adeleju for the world of His grace.
This morning, our annual family Thanksgiving service. You are most welcome. There are three things, call them promises or words, that I need to quickly share and speak to your life because of the significance of today. If there is no time to preach an everlasting or to preach a long message, I just charge you for about for some few minutes after sharing these three passages of scriptures by way of prophecy that the Lord dropped in my heart. By the way, Mama, Grandma, Mommy, God asked me to tell you when you came to Mama is not hearing me. God said I should tell you that what you ask from me on this altar is granted. As Mama came out the second time, the Lord said, tell her I have answered. So God said He has answered you. Whatever it is, we're going to hear your testimony. So the miracle that has wiped away your tears, God has given it to you. How many of you saw her the first time that she was crying? So God said, the miracle that has wiped away, He has done it. So manifestation is what is next. If you believe that, can I hear your louder amen? Amen. Zechariah chapter 14, verses 16 and 17. Zechariah chapter 14, verses 16. And it shall come to pass that everyone who is left of all the nations which came against Jerusalem shall go up from year to year to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, and to keep the feast of the tabernacles. And it shall be that whichever of the families of the heart do not come up to Jerusalem to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, on them there will be no rain. We have come to keep a feast unto the Lord. This is an annual feast, like the feast of the tabernacles or the feast of booths. We have come to keep a feast of thanksgiving and appreciation to God from all nations, from all tribes, from all languages. And that's why we have seen people from Edo come to dance to praise God. And that's why we have seen people from Igbo land come to praise God. We have seen someone minister and appreciate God in Yoruba language. We have seen all manners of, from different languages. Here we are. From different languages, there are people here from the northern part of this country, Nawusa, as they are here this morning, to praise God. And God said the families that do not come to praise Him, those are the ones that will not have rain. So God asked me to tell you, the first thing He asked me to tell you as a congregation is because you are here, every family here represented, this is the way He put it to me, upon every family represented here, there shall be rain. Can I hear your louder amen? Amen. I'd like you to take this as a prophecy from the Lord. It's a prophecy from the Lord, God, whose word must come to pass at the appropriate time. So upon your family, there shall be rain. Amen. There will be no dryness of any kind. There will be the rain of favor. There will be the rain of blessings. There will be the rain of financial prosperity. There will be the rain of fruitfulness. Upon your family, there shall be rain. There will be no drought. There will be no dryness. If you believe, let your amen be loud. Amen. Say that with me. Upon my life, upon my family, according to the word of God, there shall be rain. Amen. The gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, According to St. John, chapter number 16 and verse number 20. John 16 and verse 20. The word of God says, most assuredly, Jesus is speaking here, I say to you, that you will weep and lament, but the Lord, the world will rejoice, and you will be sorrowful. Look at the next sentence. But your sorrow will be turned into joy. This year has been different things to different people. Last Sunday, as we were doing the service of hymns, somebody was weeping. And particularly when we sang, now shall we gather at the river, the person just buried a loved one. About a week or so earlier, and the person couldn't hold it, was weeping. A wonderful sister. After the service, one of our wonderful deaconesses also came to my office crying. You know me, I'm a very playful person. But when I saw that, so I couple myself, I control myself. But the word of God is saying, you see, it doesn't matter that now, Minister Sheung that brought me up, you know, quoted that fantastic scripture. There is an end. There is an end. And this scripture says that sorrow. So in case you started the year with sorrow, or in the course of the year, something that brought sorrow entered into your life, or something that made you to weep, God says, Jesus speaking here, that sorrow shall be turned to joy. Yeah. They didn't say amen very well. Yeah, let me turn to your sorrow shall be turned to joy. Come on, I said your sorrow shall be turned to joy. Which means before this year is over, whatever has caused you to sorrow, whatever has caused you to weep, whatever has caused you to mourn, shall be turned to you for joy. He shall be turned to joy. Jesus repeated himself again in Luke chapter 21 and in verse 13. Jesus said, and it shall turn to you for a testimony. There is an end. Your sorrow shall be turned to joy. It shall turn to you for a testimony. Ninu bi me ni ede Yoruba ti mo fe rin lati ma ka. O ni yo si ja si eri fun yin. I do not know what you are going through now. It shall turn to you for a testimony. Whatever it is that you are going through, it shall turn to you for a testimony. For surely there is an end. There is an expiry date for that situation, for that problem. It shall turn to you for a testimony. You have been denied, but it shall be turned back to you. You have been deprived, but it shall be brought back to you. Have you forgotten what Adonijah told Bathsheba? She said, He said, I have something to ask of you. She said, say on. And Adonijah told Bathsheba. Shebi, you can hear my voice. You know that everybody sets their expectations on me that I should be king. You know, the kingdom belonged to me. It was mine. But now it is turned to my brother. For ease it is from the Lord. Whoever is sitting on what belongs to you, I don't know who you are. Today we are sitting. We are sitting them. Whoever is sitting on your promotion is unseated. Whoever is sitting on your money is unseated. Whoever is sitting on what belongs to you is unseated. We unseat them by fire. They are unseated. It shall turn to you, and it shall be turned to the kingdom. Will turn to you. The promotion. Maybe they are fighting. I don't know who you are. Somebody or some people are fighting for a position. They are fighting you over a position. But the Lord says it shall be turned to you. The kingdom will turn to you. The office will turn to you. The promotion will be turned to you. God God is a specialist in turning things, particularly to the unqualified. You are not qualified, but God is turning it to you. So please note that it shall turn to you for a testimony. And Jesus Christ said, no matter what the sorrow is, your sorrow will be turned into joy. Somebody let me say that my sorrow shall be turned to joy in the name of Jesus. Now, there are some people here, the third thing that God asked me to tell. Please note those words. God's word will never fail. There are some people here. Thank God for your life. You have joy all through this year. God has blessed you. He's giving you a joy, giving you a job, giving you a house, giving you a good husband, has given you your children, your child, your baby. He's giving you blessings. Hear what that scripture says. Say John chapter 16. In verse number 21. The Bible says, a woman, when she is in labor, has sorrow because her hour has come. All right? Verse 22. Therefore, you now have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart will rejoice. And look at the next sentence again. Jesus always reserved the best for the last. Verse 22. Look at it too. Therefore, you have sorrow now, but I will see you again, and your heart will rejoice. Somebody say, I will rejoice. Look at the next sentence. And your joy, no one will take from you. What has brought you joy, no one will take it from you. Can I hear your triumphant amen? What is giving you joy, no one will take from you. I feel like prophesying. I don't know who you are. What is giving you joy, no one will take from you. What is giving your family joy, no power will take from you. I stand on this exalted altar this morning, and I declare, any power, any force that want to tamper with your joy, let them be consumed by fire. Can I hear a triumphant amen? Can I hear a victorious amen? Ben-Hadad sent a message to King Ahab. He said, your wife is my own. Your children are mine. Your houses are mine. Your jewelries, they are mine. And the king of Israel said, as he pleases my lord. Then he changed it. He said, wait. I am sending my servants. They are coming to your house. They will search your house. And whatever is pleasant to you, they will put their hand to it and they will take it away. They will take what is pleasant. Again, I pray. I bend my knees on this exalted altar and I declare, any power that want to take what is pleasant to you, let them be consumed by fire in the name of Jesus. Your children will not be tampered with. Your wife will not be tampered with. Your husband will not be tampered with. Your job will not be tampered with. Your health will not be tampered with. Your position will not be tampered with. Your promotion will not be tampered with. You're not part of any power that wants to tamper with what is good in your sight. We condemn them by fire. Any family covenant, any family curse that wants to tamper with your joy, that want to take what is pleasant to you, today we command that they be consumed by fire. Every pregnant woman, that seed in your womb is pleasant. Any power that want to tamper with the seed in your womb, we condemn that power in the name of Jesus. Your joy will not be taken away. Your joy will not be taken away. I said your joy will not be taken away. In the name of God the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Can I hear a victorious amen? Can you shout a louder amen? Give Jesus a big clap offering. Upon your family there shall be rain.
Amen.
Your sorrow will be turned to joy.
Amen.
In case you have sorrowed in any way. And your joy will not be taken away.
Amen.
Can I speak to you for just about 15 minutes? This Thanksgiving service, this annual Thanksgiving, and I would like you to know that it is important for us to praise God because of what praise does, what it produces, because of the workings of praise. It is important. Please note that when you are praising God, praise and thanksgiving and worship, praise is simply an expression of admiration. Expression of admiration, of appreciation, of glory to God. It is an expression of admiration. You admire something. Do you know that it's a praise? Each time we admire your spouse, you admire your spouse, you admire your child. I love your, what you're wearing. It's a praise. When you admire God, admiration, you speak words of admiration to God, words of appreciation for the things he has done, thanksgiving, thanking him for who he is and the things he has done in your life, returning the glory to him. This month that we are living is the month of laying it down. You lay down your crown like the 24 elders in the book of Revelation. You lay down your laurel, whatever glory you have, if you have any, you lay it down before the Lord in worship. That's praise, expression of admiration, of appreciation, of thanksgiving, of glory to God. Now you can, this expression could be done via your words. You can speak words of admiration, words of appreciation. Lord, like that sister who came to lead us to eulogize God, that's an expression of appreciation, an expression of praise and of worship to God. You can speak words. Praise giving is not until you start singing. Of course, singing is part of it, but it is not until you start singing. You can just be speaking. Lord, I thank you. And you can begin to use those things that happened to you or that almost happened that God saved you from. The me that they said will not amount to anything. The me that they wrote off. The me that almost died. The me that a car almost crushed. A sister sent in a testimony. She said, I am thanking God that I'm still alive today. She said, on Thursday, that's the message, I'm on the Facebook, right? On the Facebook page of the church, this morning, that on Thursday I had an accident. It was a very serious one, but God spared my life. I am not in church today because I couldn't walk, but I have joined church online. I am still thanking God. Expression. That me that would have died. See, anytime I talk about this expression of what God has done in your life, and I'm talking about my own, I am crying. Because of the many times that God has rescued me from death. 2 times I will never forget in a hurry in my life. 2 times in Maiduguri, Borno State. Not in the year of Boko Haram, in the year of peace. It was in the year of peace, in the year 1994 precisely, the year of our Lord. I was a youth cop in Borno State. And I needed to go to court. I was the president of NCCF, but I insisted I wanted to practice my, you know, when you just become a lawyer, and the thing go to shock you, gish. So I said, I don't feel be papa, we be full-time papa for secretariat. No, I want practice. So they allowed me. So I was going to court. In Bama, now I lived in the in Riverside Estate. They call it Riverside Estate. It's one small river like this, opposite University of Maiduguri. So I needed to cross to Tesson Bama, that's Bama Station, to take a taxi. And I looked here, the other lane, no vehicle was coming. And I looked at my side, no vehicle. If I looked again, no vehicle was coming. And as I moved, all I had was vroom. And the mirror of a fast-moving car hit me. It was the fast. One more step, I would have died. The speed was much. And I stood there shaking. And a lot of people were shouting. Those who shout, Allahu Akbar, those who shout, all manner of shouting. Because it was a narrow miss. You will miss death.
Yeah.
They didn't say amen very well yet. Peter, stand up. Anytime you are worshiping God, tell me how you feel when you remember ADC. Sorrow.
Well, I'm always overwhelmed when I remember how God delivered me from the mouth of death in the ADC plane crash. And so, well, he changed the atmosphere for me each time I'm worshiping God. And I tuned to that.
You didn't get what he said, did you? He was a cabin crew member of the ADC plane that crashed. We were in the north. Abuja, where? Abuja, 2006. And how many people died?
98.
And how many people were saved? 98 people died, 7 escaped. He was one of those who came out of ER crash from, you remember, maybe 20,000 feet above sea level. You know, anytime you enter play, for those who have traveled by here, because you cannot tell the driver, pilot, I know, look again, you are speeding. No. Once. Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 27. The eternal God is my refuge. Underneath me are the everlasting. I will quote it. So imagine he came out of the crash. Each time you remember those things, you are overwhelmed. That what happened to, why did I, why did God spare me? Why didn't I die with the 96 people? Am I better than them? No. So it makes you praise God the more. Thank you, Peter. God will continue to preserve your life. So I remember that my own motto. Not be played. Vroom. Vroom. And the mirror hit me. And you can imagine the impact. To God be the glory. The second experience I had in Borno State, in Medu, the same Medu, the same riverside state, that small river. I went to wash my clothes. My own kind of papa, nobody. I don't know this useless papa that NCC said you are doing now. Papa, somebody will go and wash your clothes. They will, your president, they will wash your clothes. What's wrong with you? They wash your clothes, they will cook your food. What happened to your hands? You are papa. You are copper. She's a copper. He's a copper. All of you are coppers. What makes you different? That's my life. Oh, don't wash my clothes. They say, Papa, bring it for what? For what? I got to wash my clothes myself. You see, we have to change this mentality. We are carrying this wrong mentality. I am papa of the fellowship, so you must wash my clothes. They must cook my food. And then you just call somebody who is going for a lecture and send out an error. Is that something that worry you? So I wash clothes, finish. And if you've been to Maiduguri, the weather is extreme. When it is cold, it's extremely cold. And most of the time, it is hot, extremely hot. 40 degrees and more. So the sun is... The clothes I wash, I haven't rinsed otigbe. I am not exaggerating. So you rinse, it's already dry. So your body hot. So I was putting water on my back as I was... So I now say, okay, after now I've finished bathing, let me just dip myself inside the river small. And cool off. You know the soothing experience. So I did not know, ladies and gentlemen, that they have excavated sand from the place. As I was dipping, some 2 hours ago, I sat opposite. They were looking. They were swimming. They could swim. Me, I didn't know how to. That was how I started learning to swim. Then my leg just slipped, and I went down. And then I was struggling. And as I was struggling, I was drinking water. I was beckoning to these two guys who were looking at me and were laughing. Then thought centered my head. Is this how I will die? I was imagining what newspaper will say. What kinds of things? How would they break the news in a split second? I would not break the news to my parents. Can I pray for you, parents? They won't break evil news to you. Wow, Nina Shaiba, no just you.
tàbí pé àwo òbí ò sí bí láàárọ̀ yìí mo ní lórúkọ Jésù a ò ní ránṣẹ́ ìbànújẹ́ sí ọ. In that drama you watch, they call that lady, you see your son is in the hospital. Mo ní lórúkọ Jésù a ò ní ránṣẹ́ ìbànújẹ́ sí ọ. You won't receive evil message. You won't receive bad news. Come on, no bad news for you. Let me tell seven people, no bad news for you. No bad news for you. Chesson, tell seven people, no bad news for you. 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 In the name of Jesus. So, Jesus, then ladies and gentlemen, if you have ever heard about the hand of God, for the first time in my life, I experienced the unseen hand of God. As I was going down, it was like one hand, arm like this, touched my butt and gave me a push. And as I was given a push, my leg stood on what appeared like a solid ground that was also slipping. As I put that one, I jumped out of the water. Packed my clothes, never to return to that stream again. Who will go there again? So, the next time I went there to fetch water to wash, I didn't take my clothes there. I went fetch, carried it back to the rest.
Praise the Lord. Do I tell you when I missed Peter? 20 what? ADC 2006. Oh. 2004. There was a crash. The plane that was traveling to Maiduguri from Jos, from Kano, Abuja, Maiduguri. What's the airline again? EAC. In my former church, me, I ran errand. I visited all branches to raise money for a program. Don't bother asking me about the program. So I traveled to Jos, to the branch of the church in Jos. That was the plane took me to, was it Jos or I can't remember Abuja? Was it Jos? I got to Jos. Yes. I booked my flight to travel back. The resident pastor prevailed on me and pleaded with me to please stay and do another meeting before traveling. So I said I will miss my flight. I said we'll book another flight. So I agreed to stay. So the plane I booked that I would have traveled with crashed in Kano, killing everybody on board. I would have been there. God used somebody to ask me, hey, the drone dollar, and I agreed. Sometimes some things happen, you don't even know why. But see, because you don't have the benefit of knowing what had happened, that's why you don't know how to give thanks to God. You see me giving thanks to God, sometimes I wash it, I lay on the floor, because I know I am dust, and I would have gone back to that dust, but for him, and I know one day I will go back to dust. He said, thank God you are saying, well, what has he done for me? This whole year, what has God done? What has God done? My husband even slapped me. You are not thanking God that you have a husband that can slap you. He even slapped you. Be thanking God. When he's born again, he will stop slapping you. You say, he comes to church, he's not saved. He's not saved. He's just coming to church. You see, do you think everybody here present today is born again? Am I a fool to deceive myself, to believe everybody? I'm just telling you the truth. You will be praying for him that he will encounter God. The day he encounters God, he will stop raising his hand to beat you. Wife beater. Some people have turned their wives to robots. Sit down there. And the guy is shaking. Where is Nikishola? I saw him here. Show Sunny. Oh, down mobile look education I would sorrow. Many years ago, I want you to understand Otizalo. His cousin, her husband, was maltreating her, beating her. You think that her wife beat us? No. Ask her to need her. His wife. Removing beds to beat her. One day, she didn't go out to receive him quickly. He beat her, knelt her down. So the lady was brought to me and I got mad with Shola. She's your cousin. What are you looking for? What are you waiting for? Abuse me if you like. Beat the boy. Abuse me if you like. I agree, say I know well. On this matter, I know well. Beat him. I'm telling you, the next time you do, you are provoking me. That pastor not to concern you with their marriage, he concerns me and my sister. If she died, not be me, go come bury him. Don't wait till your sister died. I mean, die, rather. Sorry, let me not go. We're giving thanks to God. Let's not. He's not saved. So some pity can reset the brain of some people. Some people need mental formatting. Thank you. And it is so, in some places, some women that are beating their husband. I am telling you, some women are beating their husband. Some women can threaten their husband. If you don't sit down here, I will not let you sleep with me. I'm telling you, women, if you don't sit down where I said you sit, I will not let you sleep with me. And you know, men, it's like food. So you will sit there. We'll talk about marriage another time. Let's praise God to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you have every reason to praise God with your words, with your songs you sing, with your body. 1 Corinthians 6:20. Praise Him with your body. Praise Him with your substance. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 9 and 10. Honor the Lord with your substance and the first fruit of your increase. Honor God. You praise Him with your service by serving the Lord. The time will fail me to tell you of the workings of the praise, but I will leave you with this. When you praise God, you secure His involvement in every aspect of your life. And there are people seated here this morning who have come to appreciate God and who want to secure His involvement more in their lives. Am I talking about you? I want to appreciate Him and I want His involvement more in my life. Praise Him. When you don't know what to do, praise Him. Praise Him. And so this morning, we have come to appreciate God. Everyone who was born in the month of November, everyone who got married in the month of November, and everyone that God has kept alive to see another annual family Thanksgiving service. We have come to say thank you to Jesus. Can we all stand to our feet?
You have just listened to The World of His Grace through God's choice servant, Yemi Adeleju. We believe in the ability of the world to transform, renew, and change your life for the better as you embrace and do the Word of God. Join Yemi Adeleju in life-changing services at the Life Cathedral, Airport Bus Stop, Samonda UA Road, Ibadan, every Sunday service, 7:30 a.m. Lighthouse International Christian Center, where grace lived. God bless you. Real good.